Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What's up, Ted?
All right, it's the 5th. Can we still say Happy New Year?
Happy New Year! Or because I've watched way too many Frosty the Snowman over and over and over during the holidays. Happy birthday!
Still watching Frosty, huh?
Frosty. Still watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. What a great life example for that show. Like, hey, pick on people who are different than you to the point where they leave you. But then want them back when you could use them for something.
Yeah, and make sure the wife doesn't help.
Yeah, right. It's so funny. The more you watch that show, you're like, this is not really a good story. Like, happy ending. Finally, you know, Rudolph found his way. Spoiler alert.
I know it's still new, but like, what's the timeline on that? Like, does she fathom that Christmas is over, or is... Like, how long are you going to keep watching Christmas movies?
Well, to put it in perspective, we had our yearly checkup, because now, luckily, we're at the point where we don't have to go, like, every 3-4 months. So, yesterday was the 2-year checkup on Tatum. Everything's good. She's an exceller, Ted. She's in the top 95% in her height.
Oh!
And top 91% in her weight. No idea what that means in life, but hey, we're doing good so far.
A lot of parents
she's crushing it.
I'm like, man, are doctors just pumping people up? Do they ever go, your kid's top 90% being short?
Yeah, your kid's just not going to get much taller. Well, anyway, so like everything goes well. But to put it in perspective, in order for her to go and be in a good mood, she had to bring her snowman doll.
All right.
And it's not really a doll. It's a decoration that grandma had in her house that's about the size of Tatum, and she walks everywhere with this thing, and just calls it Snowman or O-Man, because, you know, God forbid she uses the S.
O-Man. Like,
O-Man, O-Man, O-Man. I'll show you this picture. It's pretty cute, though. Like, there she is at the doctor's with the snowman.
Oh, yeah.
And it was adorable, because whenever the doctor would do something later on, she would want to do it to the snowman. Like, check
his reflexes.
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah. So that's, to answer your question, no, we're nowhere near being done with Christmas in our house. The decorations are down.
All right. Yeah. Till the 6th, right? Yep. Like the Epiphany. Did you guys do that growing up? Because you guys were Catholic.
Yes. Us at our house, it's pretty much the weekend of New Year's. Whenever New Year's is when we start taking things down. Or Sid does. I don't do anything.
Yeah, I always left mine up. But then, this year, like, I was like, well, I'm just watching football. Like, we're having a couple beers. Like, we can, you know, let's just take it. Because I was just like, right, it's one of those things. Like, if you leave it for another week, excuse me. Then before you know it, it's still up the whole time.
And then you're that person.
Right. That's like, you know what? I'm just taking it down now.
That's funny. Our lights are still, I have to take the lights down outside.
All right.
But I told Sam, when it gets warmer, like maybe March or April, I'll worry about that.
Well, it's also
weird. It's freaking cold right now to go out there and take them down.
I know. And I took my stuff down, but when I see other people take their outside decorations down, I'm like, oh, man, I thought you were going to leave them up a couple more weeks.
And honestly,
it's like, hey, dick, you already took yours down.
But I was using you for my Christmas spirit.
Right, exactly.
Although I think Sid did a not so subtle hint to me yesterday when she officially unplugged the lights outside so they wouldn't go on. Because I still enjoyed having the timer turn on the lights. It was always like, oh, the lights are still going. Now they're not.
Yeah, like, I don't know. We were talking about it yesterday in the men's room. Like, I think this week, fine. Hell, even if you had them up next week.
Yeah.
When you get to like that, I don't know. You get to like the 3rd or 4th week of January. It's like, all right, we got to take these down.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I love this. I love the Christmas time.
It is. It's great.
Yeah. But Tatum is obsessed with those. And also with Bon Bon the Monkey on YouTube, which if you have not watched, it's the dumbest thing in the world. But it's way more fun to watch than Cocomelon. I mean, the jury's out. If you read the comments, it sounds like this family is just feeding this monkey sugar so it would do tricks and do things on YouTube for them and get 20 million views, which makes me feel somewhat bad, but it also calms our daughter down, so I'm not feeling all that bad.
Use whatever you can.
Right, dude. But they put out a Christmas special, and it's just the monkey hanging out in his little house, opening presents, and he's got a dog, and he's got his fish, and he's got his bunny rabbit, and they just all play and eat watermelon and grapes, which I don't know are good for animals. I don't know. But at the end of the day, it's entertaining Tatum, and I don't have to watch Cocomelon. I'm okay with it. And it's not Frosty the Snowman. Let's go.
All right, I have one question for you about Christmas.
Okay.
Did you drink any eggnog?
No.
Neither did I. That was like the one thing I didn't do. And by the time I thought about it,
wow,
it was like around New Year's, and like the two stores I went to, it was like gone. That I always bitch about this. This is one thing that drives me up a wall. Like, we don't have to start Christmas the day after, like at Thanksgiving or in right. November.
Right.
Why don't we wait a little bit? Like, I think it's fine to keep stuff up. Like, I don't know. Like, that week in between to me is like the Christmas week.
Yep.
But like, yeah, I went to the store and it's like eggnog's gone. This is gone. I was like, Jesus, man.
Dude, they're quick with that stuff. You go to Target, it's now all about Valentine's Day.
Yeah, dude, trust
me. Every Christmas thing is gone.
I went to three different stores on the 23rd trying to find wrapping paper. Was tough.
Dude, it's nuts. Even like they put the Christmas stuff up at like Hobby Lobby and at the at-home store like in September.
Yeah. God,
if you go in October trying to find a Christmas decoration, most of the stuff, the shelves are empty. It's like, this is insane. It's not even November yet, and we've already have to hurry out to get Christmas decorations.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's insane. Insane.
Yeah, that was the only like really like sad eggnog. Thing about Christmas. I was just like, man, because I'm always, you know, and so it's on me because I'm always like, you know what? I'm going to wait, have some at Christmas or have. It's like, I should have just drank some December 1st.
You know, that's why usually we do it on Christmas Eve, but because Sid's grandpa's not feeling all that well, he's usually the one that puts it together with like the scoop of ice cream and a little bit of Sprite.
Right.
So that wasn't a part of it. And then I did my Christmas Eve hockey skate. We do a skate on Christmas Eve at like 9 in the morning.
Oh, nice.
And after the skate, one of the guys had a thing of eggnog. And I was like, oh, when it gets to me, I'll definitely have one. But I think what I was going to pass around the room, somehow it just ended up at somebody's side and they didn't bother keep passing it around.
Like, oh, because it's Christmas, like spiked eggnog?
No, I don't even think it was. I think it was just like, he probably was like, I don't want this. And he just put it down and didn't pass it on. I always love the Christmas Eve skate because there's one of our buddies, Kim. He's awesome. He's a hunter. And he always brings whatever meat that he, like, it's usually elk.
All right.
And he turns into like jerky, pepperoni sticks, all this. So after the skate, you're all hungry and you're sweating. And all of a sudden he pulls out of his bag just fresh, fresh meat.
That's awesome.
It's the best. And then this one girl, Rachel, she made like a cinnamon pound cake. Dude, it was like a Christmas Eve gathering just with the hockey guys.
I know. That's what happens, right? Like, you get together with people on Christmas Eve and like everybody wants to make whatever they make or bake whatever
it's their
they
dish.
Bake. Right. And they're just like, here, try it. Try
even,
it.
Even she was like, this cake doesn't look all that great, but trust me, it's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it looks fine to me. Like, didn't look awful. Didn't look great. Like, it looked like a cake. And I took a bite out of it. I had like four slices. It was so good. It was so freaking good.
Dude, my mom sent me a Boston cream pie from Boston. Somebody else made me a pecan pie. Kyle brought over a pumpkin pie from Costco. My buddy's wife made a gooey pie.
I was just like,
all right. And then the one person I asked to make sweets had made a whole tray of cookies. Just like, there's just like so much stuff here.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we had a pumpkin pie. And I also had for Christmas, I've had like the chocolate lush.
No.
They call it. It's just like a pudding pie.
Like chocolate pie.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's got like the graham cracker or graham crust, and it's got like whipped cream and something else like that makes like a little crunchy in it. But
yeah,
for the most part, it's just pudding pie.
God.
Oh, now I'm all hungry, man.
I was just going to say, Steve, we got to come up with a holiday in the spring or like, yes. I don't know. It's like February, March, you're just like, you know what? We're making pies and like that kind of food for this.
Let's do it in April. The Devils are taking on the Kraken. I have tickets. Maybe we get to go to this game.
Don't say, oh yeah, we haven't even told people.
No, we didn't get to go to a game.
We still didn't get to go to a game.
We're doomed. We wore our jerseys that night.
We did.
We watched the Seahawks play at the bar, and we wore a Kraken jersey, even though we weren't able to go to Climate Pledge to see the Kraken play the Coyotes. Tomorrow's game's canceled. I don't even know if there'll be a game in April.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering, as I saw them tweet out something today, like, postponing.
Yep.
But with that said, I know, like, three people right now that are pretty sick.
Ugh. Dude, I mean, sadly, a bud, speaking of hockey, guy that helps run the Tacoma Rink, his family, our great family that are big into, like, youth hockey and youth lacrosse, the Kaufman family, Robbie Kaufman, 40 years old, sadly passed away.
No kidding.
Yeah, dude, that devastated me.
That's brutal.
We found that out on New Year's Eve. Because we had to skate on New Year's Eve, and everyone, you know, we're all in the locker room. We're all just like, is it true? And like, no one believed it. You know, you already go to the hospital. You already was on a ventilator. The other stuff happened, like you're like a blood clot or something along those lines. But it was just like everything started shutting down. But you still, you know, you're still thinking, well, no, it's going to be a crap road ahead of him, but he's going to get out of it.
Right,
you know what I mean? Yeah, you just keep thinking that. In fact, one of the guys, after this game was done, he wasn't there when we were all talking about it. He's just like, hey, how's Robbie doing? Anyone here? And we're all looking at him like,
oh.
And he's just like, what? And we're like, dude, he passed away. And it just, you know, tears shed.
I was going to say, yeah, that's right. That guy feels awful now for asking.
And I found out another buddy, this guy, Corey, goes by Sonny O'Mara. He's a wrestler, really nice guy. He just passed away, but from something else other than nothing to do with COVID. But also on New Year's Eve, found out about that. So New Year's Eve was like,
oof,
really hard. Yeah,
I was going to say, dude, that's emotionally tough.
Obviously harder for the families.
Yeah.
But very hard because you just know that both of those guys, one thing I could walk away from is both of them were two men. Very loved by their families, incredible dads, great husbands. And I was like, that day I was just playing with Tatum and just like, you know, holding her tight. And I'm just thinking, you know, the only way I can celebrate their lives, I mean, I can't do anything, you know, nothing will bring them back. But all I could do just to pay tribute to them, I think we all owe it, that anyone who's known them, is to be that same kind of person. That one day you'd hope that if sadly you're not around, people would look back and be like, hey, blah, 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 blah. Most importantly, that guy was a great dad, or that woman was a great mom. That's all I could, like, I know it's cheesy, but I was like, I was thinking about that a lot on New Year's Day. Like, man, I got to celebrate their lives to the best that I can. Two good dudes that are no longer here, and be the best dad possible because that's what they were.
Yeah. I mean, I had a guy I went to high school with, same thing, like Jim. I mean, he literally ran a gym.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, like fitness was his life, but same thing, went in for a surgery and just never came out. Yeah. You're just like, yeah.
Yeah, you always hear that. Like, oh, you don't never know. Like, treat everybody like you might not ever see them again. But you don't believe it until it really happens. And then you're like, geez, Louise, like that actually just sucks.
Yeah. And we don't need to be depressing cast, but sometimes too.
Yes, we do.
No. Sometimes you're just like, how does that happen? Like, no offense, but like, there's some people you know that don't live like super healthy. So you wouldn't be. I mean, look, we have mutual friends where it's just like, that guy's like, I'm happy he is, or they are, but like, I can't believe they're still around.
Right. And then there's been like, some friends where like, I got COVID. I'm like, oh boy.
Right. And like, then you have a guy like that. And I'm just like, he passed? Like, no.
Yeah. It was one of those interviews. Just like, no, no, this can't be true. And so my heart goes out to him and his family and his loved ones, because I can't even imagine. I can't even fathom it, especially that young, 40.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, you were going through it mentally when you were sick a couple weeks ago, right? You're saying, like, your heart's racing. You're like, oh, my God, is this...
The anxiety was just through a roof. But, like, you know, thank God nothing... I didn't have to go to the hospital.
Right.
But, I mean, at one moment I thought I might, but I think that was more just anxiety and a panic attack than actually something going on internally.
Yeah.
All right, let's pick things back up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, with a little inspiration.
Tech Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
Well, Steve, it's that time of year. People like to make resolutions. I talked about it last night on the podcast.
Did you?
What's that?
Did you make one?
I did not. I'm not huge on them. I used to always be one of those people, but I never stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also one of the, like, I talked about this last night on the podcast, but like when I was training for that boxing match, like my coach, you know, my buddy Rob, my coach, I was like, all right, cutting everything off Mondays. We had to do 2 months, like really strict. And he's like, start like Tuesday or Wednesday. He was like, there's something like, and I've stuck with that theory. There's something. So for me, mentally, just being like January 1st, everything changes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to last.
No.
Now, for some people, it will. And percentage wise, you know, you get to February or whatever. But hey, if you're starting a new whatever, look, you don't have to be a gym rat. It might just be something simple as like, no more chips, right? So it could be something simple. But I would also tell people like, don't feel pressure. Like, take your time.
Yeah.
Right. Get into it. I mean, healthy lifestyles don't exist in January. Like, they exist any month, any year, anytime.
It's funny you say that. Like, the self-imposed pressure is probably like one of the toughest things that I've had to deal with in my quest to be better at fitness.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you ever do this, but I'll be at the gym. I know we'll take a quick break in a second, but like, you're like almost size yourself up to other people doing this similar workout. So like, I'm looking at this guy and like, you know, I've been like on this quest to try, and I've never been a guy that's been doing bench pressing. Like, I never did that before. So I was trying to get to a point where I was at a certain weight and I was getting closer and closer. And then when I got hit with COVID, that's the one thing I noticed. My strength like disappeared.
Just got zapped.
Like, all of a sudden I went back and now I'm like 20 pounds lighter and struggling. Like,
yeah.
And I try to get to that point, like where I was like at my highest, like where I could do a one rep or two reps. And I tried, and I made it halfway down. I'm like, I am going to die. Like, I was almost going to scream for help.
I was going to say, I hope you had somebody spot you.
No, because it wasn't that much. I didn't think it was going to be that much. But it caught me by surprise. And then you get in your own head because you're looking around, you're seeing people are doing that same weight that are like, quote unquote, smaller than me. And I'm like, ah, dude, this is the one. And it's actually a cool story. So there's this guy at my gym. And so what I'm hitting as a max, like it almost seems like it's his warm up.
Right? All right.
And he keeps going higher and higher and higher on his weights. He's 85 years old.
Oh.
At the time, I did not know that. But like, he's an older guy.
Right.
But like, this was infuriating me. I'm like, this older guy looks older than, about the same age as my dad. Turns out he's older than my dad. I'm like, this guy is, he's pushing what I can only get one or two reps in. He's pulling five, no problem, and then putting more weight on top of that. I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Why am I so freaking weak? You know what I mean? Like, you get, like, mad at yourself. Like, how is this possible? Well, then my father-in-law, who's, like, the gym's mayor, like, he knows everybody.
Yeah.
Knows everyone's story. So, this is just a couple of days ago. This has been going on for about a week of me like, I'm mad at the guy, but mad at the guy. Like, damn you, why are you so good? Damn it, you're like, so my father goes, hey, have you met this guy? I'm like, hey, nice to meet you. And in my head, I'm like, you son of a...
You SOB.
You Mr. Strongman. And then my father-in-law shares the story. He's like, oh, he's a Vietnam vet. This guy was in like this part of the Vietnam War. He's like, he's no one to mess with. And he used to be because my father-in-law was asking, like, where you at in your weights? He's like, well, you know, I'm just doing what I can to maintain. I'm not trying to push it. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? Are you mocking me? Turns out when he was young, he was a championship weightlifter.
That's what I was going to say. That guy's probably been doing this for so long. It's nothing to...
But that's the thing. It's like, you know, that's why I have to remind myself, like, don't put this self-imposed pressure because you don't know everybody's story. And you just, like, that. I had this certain preconceived notion about this guy. Turns out he's this awesome dude. And also, yeah, he should be pushing that kind of weight.
Yeah. Well, that was the last thing I was going to say with the TED Talk, too, is like, hey, look, if you're one of those people, like, it's like, oh, man, like, New Year's resolution, this and that. Maybe you're just somebody that consistently works out and everything. Yeah, stay the course.
Yeah, absolutely. Dude.
Because it's weird, because there's all this, like, well, people starting, stopping, whatever. It's like, there's also a lot of people that just never really, like, don't yo-yo or get off their stuff. So, like, yeah, just stay the course.
But I couldn't believe that. I'm like, this guy's in his 80s, and he's just crushing
just
it.
Just repping it.
Like, just, like, well over 200 pounds. Just benching. Yeah. No problem. It was just like, I guess like his high when he was younger was like 380 something pounds at the time or something crazy, you know, that made him like, he's like, I was a world champion weightlifter until the next guy went up and he broke my record. I'm like, well, you're still a world championship weightlifter. Can't take that away. At one point you were. It's like, you know, LeBron James was a world champion. He might not be right at this very moment.
Have you ever seen the video of the old dude coaching in the boxing gym with the speed bag?
Oh,
you know,
no.
Like the speed bag,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right. And it's so funny because he doesn't even look like super in shape or anything, but he's obviously knows what he's doing. You just forget, like, right, he's on this for you, and he just starts going.
Uh huh.
Then he puts in the other hand, and then he's just like, right. I mean, just like going, and everybody's like, holy S. It's like, right. Well, yeah, I mean, people get old, but also, like, this guy's been doing it his whole life.
Right. He still has the muscle memory. He might not be able to do it. He's probably mad at himself because he can't do it at the speed that he used to. Or this guy's mad at himself because he can't pump the amount of weights that he used to. But as an outsider, you're just like, what the hell, Grandpa? That's impressive.
That is.
All right, super fast break. We have to do a quick break after that, I believe. Yeah. But we got to get our commercials in because now they actually, like.
I know. We had to put two in last night. We went long.
Son of a bitch, I know, right? All right, so the MegaCast, we will take a quick break and then we'll be back.
Ted and Steve need a minute to jump in the shower and crush a beer. The MegaCast will be back.
When you think cryptocurrency, you think
Bitcoin, Shiba, Robinhood.
No, Radio Shack. Yep, Radio Shack is rebranding as...
You mean the place that used to be in the strip mall that used to sell cables and cheap electronics?
Yeah, rebranding as a cryptocurrency exchange platform.
Didn't they file for bankruptcy in 2015?
Yeah, and now they're leading the way for blockchain tech to reach mainstream adoption.
You don't even know what that means, do you?
No. Want to buy a camcorder? Or a cassette player that also features AM/FM radio?
No, but good luck with your cryptocurrency thing. I'm sure you're going to kill it.
Radio Shack Crypto. Come on, take a chance.
Speaking of Radio Shack, when I was a kid, I had a remote control car from there. It was the best.
I feel like I am stuck at a party that I didn't even want to be invited to. The Megacast is back.
So say there was two guys who were like, we're supposed to go to the game tonight too.
That was so funny. Yeah, we're sitting at the bar at Buckley's and guys walk by and they're just like, they see us wearing the Kraken jerseys and they're like, yeah, we were going too. I'm like, yep, well, we're still wearing our jerseys.
Yeah, we all thought we were going.
And once again, I'll say it until I'm blue in the face, and it's the one thing that you will never, I don't think anyone's ever said that you were wrong. The damn ribs at Buckley's are the greatest thing ever created.
Sesame Thai chili ribs on that appetizer.
I thought about them a lot during this break.
They are. Like, I honestly, like, if you're just going to go somewhere and get a beer and get an appetizer, go to one of the Buckley's and get those ribs.
And fall off the bone good.
Like, yeah, they're that good.
Like, your hands don't even get dirty because they don't even have to touch them. Like, you just touch a little bit of the bone and everything comes off.
And they're ribs, so people are always kind of like, I don't know if I want ribs or something. I'm like, just try them.
They're seasoned like none other. They're incredible.
They honestly, they are.
Right. Like, I mean, I wanted to order more.
Yeah. God damn it, we got to stop talking about food. I'm hungry. I'm like, let's go get him, Steve.
I'm freaking hungry.
Screw it up. I've been at work for a day. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Going to get ribs.
I got the, we got to go swing by Vista Prime Steak and Seafood sometime soon.
We do.
I was just talking to them. They're very happy to be, I'm their brand ambassador.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Basically, talk about them commercials and stuff like that. Like, you got to come back and have dinner again on us. I'm like, you don't have to twist my arm. It's like, I know exactly who would want to go with me.
Yeah, no problem.
It's the greatest steak I've ever had. Let's go. But first, sports.
Sports. Gotta get the sports in, Steve.
Go Kraken.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport. The thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people. Great popcorn.
Not a ton of hockey news because everything got postponed. They even postponed the juniors.
Yeah, dude, at first they canceled it for the Team America, and that was devastating for a lot of the...
Wait, because they played one game, right?
Yeah, and they got hit with COVID, and everyone's like, oh, man, that sucks. They're supposed to do pretty good. And then they canceled all of it. And then, yeah, of course, obviously, a lot of people were just... I mean, if you're going to... At least everybody's missing out as opposed to just one team.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then who knows when the hell Kraken are going to play again. Maybe Monday, I think, of next week. I think that's the goal.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hockey's been a little tough.
But maybe we'll go in April, Ted.
Yeah. Come on. We got to be good for April. You know, maybe it was just the 2021 things.
Yeah.
2022 is our year to see hockey together in person.
You and me, we're going to see the Devils take on the Kraken.
Right, because we've both seen them play.
Yes.
In the arena, just not together.
But we need to go.
Let's see. I mean, look, Seahawks, hey, they won last week. They lost the week before. We already knew the season was over. There'll be plenty of time to talk about the BS later. I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Congrats to Rashad Penny, NFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Yeah,
though.
Rashad Penny's been on fire.
Of course, right when his contract is up. And, I mean, he's probably going to ask for a pretty penny now that he's had like four incredible games.
SEC still dominates college football.
I'm like the kid from the SEC. I'm like, finally he does something for us, but we're about to lose him probably.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of stuff there. Do you sign Bobby? Do you not?
Yeah.
I love Bobby Wagner. I'm like, I would like to lock him up. That is a lot of money.
If he's willing, I mean, who am I? I don't care what they do with their money, but I'd imagine if he's willing to restructure his deal, they would want to bring him back. But
yeah,
they also got like guys like Brooks and Taylor that are just ready to go.
Well, and that's the other thing too with like Russell, like that's a large number. If somebody gives you a massive trade for him with a couple number one picks, do you take it? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But also, are you just going to be out of luck in a couple years if he leaves anyhow? But it's a lot of offseason. They still have a game left.
We have plenty of time to have fun with that drama.
We do. And you know what? This week, just go F up the Cardinals for the hell of it.
Wouldn't it be awesome?
Yeah, like, why not? Just play spoiler.
And with a win.
SEC still dominates college football.
How the Terps do?
Terps kicked ass.
I saw you posting.
Oh, my God, dude. They dominated Virginia Tech. Now, full disclosure, Virginia Tech was on, like, their third string quarterback.
Don't matter.
right? Because of COVID and kids leaving.
Doesn't matter.
But yeah, it was awesome.
That doesn't show up in the record books.
It doesn't. And it's been a while since we won a bowl game. So that was probably the highlight of the sports over the break. I was like, God damn it, Maryland, way to go.
Did you watch any of the Winter Classic?
You know what? I didn't.
It was cool. It's always fun just to see, like, hockey teams playing outside in the stadium.
I almost always click over to it, but right, because they played on New Year's Day, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't on NBC anymore.
So what was it on?
I think TNT. It took me a minute to find it.
All right, because that was the it. Like, we were clicking around watching college football, and a couple of the, like, I will say, January 1st came through. New Year's Eve, those games weren't so hot. Shout out to New Year's Day, which to me should still be the best day of college football. There were some good games. But I completely forgot about the Winter Classic.
Yeah, it wasn't on national television. It was kind of a bummer because it used to be part of NBC and NBC Sports, so they would put
that
it on
was
NBC.
Like their thing, yeah.
I know. Like, I was all pumped, and I'm like, wait a second. It's now an ESPN thing and TBS or TNT. Where is this damn game?
Dude, I'm doing the same thing with English Premier League.
Yeah.
Like, and it, like, you click on NBC Sports, and it's like, go watch it on USA.
Oh, yeah.
Which is fine. I knew they were getting rid of that channel. I was like, oh yeah, it's January 1st. Like, legit, it's over.
Yep. Trying to get anything else? No.
I mean, no.
It was
weird
during the break, though. I felt like every day there was a pro football game on.
Well, right, because the COVID stuff, right? And then, right, there was a couple games, and they had some Saturday games. I mean, it was just weird. I don't know. It was just a strange break sports-wise. Like, no hockey. And then it was like, well, the World Juniors are going on. And then it was like,
nope.
That's done.
Yeah.
Like, then they kept canceling bowl games. It was like, what the hell is going on?
It just sucks. F you, COVID.
Yeah.
Well, for sports fans, it sucks.
Right. And then we were talking about, too, like, I'm always pro snow and everything. But between people being sick with COVID or not wanting to go out.
Yep.
And then the snow, like, there's definitely, like, I had a lot of plans that week. It wasn't terrible. You know, I spent some time chilling in the house. But after a while, I was like, tired of chilling in the house.
Little cabin fever.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Dude, it was so weird. Like, I was like, glad that snow hit while we were on vacation.
Right, then, so
like,
you have to drive around.
And it was fun to watch Tatum officially get to enjoy snow as a kid. That was cool. Yeah. But she was like a couple hours out there and then she was just done. Like, never wanted to go back out there again. Although when the snow melted, of course she had a meltdown.
Sure.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yeah, I know, right? I didn't even mean it that way, but she did. She's freaking out. Where's the snow? I'm like, you haven't even wanted to go out in the snow. We've asked you every day while it's been out there. Now it's gone. And we didn't get to play in the backyard because I made the mistake when right before it snowed, I meant to pick up all of Lulu's poops, but I didn't. And so,
right, so you don't want to play in that snow.
I don't necessarily want my child to be running around and falling in snow that might just have a bunch of poop under it. So it was like beautiful snow in the backyard. Can't enjoy it because there's landmines in there.
Don't you have a little bit of an incline on your driveway?
Yeah.
Is that enough for her to just like sled down?
No, because I ended up shoveling it.
All right.
And it wasn't really, it's not that much of an incline where she would, get much of a slide. Although she just ran around in the snow in the little play area right next to our house. And there's an actual slide that was covered in snow. And she went down that and she thought that was awesome.
Yeah, we were always lucky as kids because our front yard just had enough of a, that we would just go in the front yard and just sled there. I mean, you always wanted to go to the bigger hills, but it was nice to just be like.
At least you have something.
Right. You could just go out front, sled, come
get
in.
Your fix.
Yeah, dry off.
Yeah. I realize I'm also done with snow because of all the damn shoveling.
Yeah, I mean, we knew we've been getting old. I feel like somehow over this break, it's officially like, all right, I'm old guy now. I was pumped to get underwear and socks and some crab cakes. Like, don't get me wrong. Other people got me cool stuff. I was like, I'm really excited about this. It's Tommy John. It's very nice.
I got I get excited because every year since grandma gets me pajama pants or like joggers.
Oh, excellent.
From Old Navy. Very comfortable.
Yeah.
So this year it was tan. Last year it was green. She used to get like crazy prints, and then she realized you don't really care about the crazy prints. I'm like, not really. I don't care what color they are as long as they're joggers.
Dude, I still have a pair of pajama pants I bought at the Walmart in, God, I can't think of that town right now. Kind of down your area, over closer to like Maple Valley, Sumner.
Auburn?
Covington,
okay.
And this was when you were still dating Sid, because I was dating Gwen.
Yes.
Right. And I bought those pants, man. I still have, I love those things.
Yeah.
I'm just like, they're like, it's always like, you know what? I don't like this weekend, right? Like, I'm getting my booster on Friday. So I don't, Saturday, I might be kind of down for the count. I'm like, I'm going to spend all day in those pants.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They're so comfortable.
Yeah.
Dude, it was Christmas Eve, I think. I was going to swing by Walmart just to see if they had, something for Tatum that I was like, well, I think they might have like a Peppa Pig thing.
Yeah.
It was just like on a whim. Just driving into the parking lot. I was in the parking lot so long, and it was like so many people just crossing. It was just a cluster F. I never even got out of my car. I just said, screw it, and just got out back on the streets. I'm like, Tatum won't know. She doesn't need it.
Nope.
I was like, I'm just not. I don't have it in me. It was like one of those things where I'm like, this is, it's what the people of Walmart extra. I'm yes. like, this is too much.
That was me on the 23rd, because yeah. I was in a Target, then Fred Meyer and Ballard, and it was just packed.
Yeah. Insane. All right, I know you got to do it.
Yeah, I got to.
Sorry, everyone. We went a little. We got 30 minutes in. That's not bad.
It's not bad.
We gave him. That's what he said. Sorry.
Hey, I'd be proud with 30 minutes.
Oh, dude, that would be like, I'd bring that up for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
Remember that time when 30 minutes? No?
Gatorade never tasted so good.
I still think I'm burning calories from that time. We're back next week, right?
I'm here.
What's next week? Yeah, 12th. Yeah, Vicky's off, but I'm not.
All right.
Well, here. So Vicky won't be with us on the MegaCast next week.
Not right. Yeah. All right.
But other than that, we'll be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We're not saying it next week.
No, it's over. Now we're just dealing with 2022. Follow us on Twitter @TheMegaCast.